Good morning. This is Mark Gold with After Dag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Green Comments for today, Tuesday, May 10th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn up a penny and a quarter at 773 and a quarter, July wheat up 3 3/4 at 1096 and a half, and July beans up 12 cents at 1597 and a quarter. Once again, there were no export sales announced here today. Did look like China bought two cargoes of beans from Brazil, but nothing here in the U.S. Markets rallying a little bit here overnight, a little bit of turnaround Tuesday, a little bit of the crop progress reports, only 22% of the corn planted versus 50 on average, but we know we're probably going to get an awful lot of work done this week. Beans, 12% planted versus 24, spring wheat 24 versus 47, the winter wheat crop now rated 29% good to excellent, that's up 2 percentage points from last week. The WASDE report on Thursday looks like they're going to, the average guess is to take the carry out on beans from 240 down to 225 for old crop, and a new crop estimate at 317. The corn, it looks like they're going to reduce it by 28 million for old crop and 1.352 for new crop. So again, you know, we've got tight stocks up here, but if we get the corn in the ground right now, we don't see, you know, a whole lot of demand out here, which has certainly been a problem. Ethanol demand has been good with oil prices as high as they are. They're currently down 30 cents. That's a dollar off their lows. But, you know, we're about $7 off yesterday's highs out here. So that's a little bit of a problem if the crude oil continues to work lower out here. The dollar's about steady. Metals and the Bitcoin are coming back. So it looks like a little bit of a turnaround day here today. I really don't see a whole lot of fresh news. The drought in Europe seems to be expanding. That's catching some people's attention out here. But I think it's still a matter of funds being awfully long the corn. And the U.S. certainly look like they're going to get a pretty good jump on corn this week. The weather next week looks a little bit more iffy, maybe a few showers out there, but temperatures warm enough, so we'll see how much gets done next week. But this week should push these numbers up to, maybe 60, 65% planted, hopefully, in the corn. That would get us more in line with the averages. Beans, hopefully, you know, maybe they can get 20 or 25% corn planted or beans planted. That would get us up to averages at least. So it's a little bit of a choppy market out here. But like I said, I think we're certainly going to open up the beans higher. We'll see if they can hold it. Wheat should open higher again. They've had trouble holding these higher openings. But I think today on Turnaround Tuesday, with everything else up, that we've got a good chance of seeing some higher prices here today. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.